Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. It's a red letter day. Bill is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, former head of the entire School of Business over at Temple University, and one of the great economists in the history of America, probably the galaxy. He's our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for that introduction. That's terrific.
And well earned and fully intended and meant. And folks,
thank you.
The index, the NFIB's index for small business optimism, is the gold standard. It is. It will never be topped. And Bill's been managing it now for longer than some of your mothers, before some of your mothers were born. That's what I tell people. I'm at the age now, Bill, where they say, well, when did you start doing that? I say, before your mother was born.
There you go.
So, okay, the NFIB index was not too bad in January, was it?
Not at all. The January increase was huge, of course, as things go, 2 points. So we're up at 106.9. There are only, in 45 years for the surveys, there are only probably a half a dozen numbers that might be higher than that.
And a January, too. January's yeah. not known for enthusiasm on Main Street, is it? I mean, I remember I worked many years in retail back in, well, but before your mother was born. And and I remember January, February were the doldrums for a lot of Main Street stores.
Sure, that's, you're coming off your high. First of all, everybody spent their money
it's cold.
You know, holidays. Right? So the customers aren't there. The weather's bad for shopping in a lot of the U.S. And
right.
So your customers are spent, and the winter is there. And so they're very happy. So if you look at this, you know, go back to December a year ago, or over the last half of November when we went to, the index jumped from 95 to 102.
Right.
I mean, these small business owners have been hot to trot for 13 straight months.
Right.
It's awesome. It's impressive.
I know it. And to get 100, to go to a level of 106.9 and do it in January is really yep. a major milestone, isn't it?
Yeah, and these data are seasonally adjusted, so it's really strong.
Right. You know? So six out of ten of your indicators were up. Two were sideways and two declined. The hiring was up, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're all that job creation is at very high levels, 20% net plan to increase total employment at their firm. That's
wow.
About as high as we've ever been with that measure.
And look at all the years where nobody wanted to hire anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. This if there ever was an indicator of the pent-up demand of entrepreneurship, that there was a lid on entrepreneurship, on dynamic growth in the hearts and the minds of small business owners, if there'd been a lid on that for 8, 10, 9 years, and
right.
now that this lid's been taken off, look what's happening. I mean, this isn't, in my opinion, Bill, what we're seeing now is an example of missed opportunity for at least 5, if not 7 years. What do you think?
Exactly, and you know, I think it's a result of policy. You know, I mean, we came off of a very bad recession. That's a time when you can really rebound. And what did our small business people run into? You know, Obamacare, all kinds of
record regulations,
levels of regulations. I mean,
higher taxes.
Everything the government did was designed to keep us from growing. And you know what? They succeeded.
They sure did.
Doing that.
Well, the things like the National Labor Relations Board, the Labor Department. The assault on the franchise industry,
across the board.
So many things. I mean, every time you turned around, it was as if the administration, the Obama administration, was saying, Well, in fact, they did declare a war on the on an industry, an entire industry. He said it out of his mouth. I'm declaring a war on coal.
Right.
What president attacks an entire industry? Yeah. I don't understand.
At the expansion beginning in 1983 to 1990, came off the same bad times. That was called the worst recession.
Two recessions back to back.
Yeah, well, that was Reagan and the boys and girls at that time. But if you look at our growth, our GDP growth average for that expansion, 83 to 90, was over 4%. And we went from 2009 till the end of 16, getting 2%, half of what we should have been able to get coming out of a horrible recession with lots of excess capacity to use up. And it was terrible.
We're going to come back after this message, these messages, and talk about some of the other indicators. And then we're going to be able to talk to us about his perspective on the tax bill, the tax law, new tax law, and what that did to his index after the break. That's coming up in a couple of segments from now. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.